is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, William, I tell you, William. William. William, there's some of those people out there, they're saying, it's a car, it's a car. Even if it's a car, you have no idea what we have for William. William, you're going to love this. William, you're going to talk about this for years to come. William, this is going to be so exciting. Now, wait, I'll show him when I'm ready. I want to get him ready. I think he's ready. Let's show him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Look what we have for you to bid on now.
A barbecue and a new car. No. A lovely dinette group. Palachek's casual dining group is made from the highest quality rattan. The handsome cane-back chairs add distinction to a timeless design from Palachek. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lippman's Wonder Mop. Your hands never touch water. Just slide its special regular sleeve down and twist. Lippman for better mops.
Roger, Rod?
Yes, Bob?
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
That'd be everybody except Buzz.
headline.
What?
Bob Barker sued by ex game show employee. Famed host of The Price is Right. Bob Barker is being sued by a former employee of the show. Deborah Curling claims in her lawsuit that the 83-year-old host retaliated against her and forced her to quit after she testified against Bob Barker. She said that she was demoted and forced to work backstage in an intolerable environment.
Wow.
And she says Bob would even discriminate against black contestants.
No. Hi, Bob. I want to tell you, Donnie, Don Geronimo.
Bob.
You're wrong about that. Would you like to hear my poem?
Yes, please, Bob.
I know a lady named Deborah Curling. This lawsuit causes me to be hurling. That's my latest poem. I just don't think you can read anything. Now, Donnie.
Yes.
I've been sued many times when you're at the top of the mountaintop. Donnie, people take a run at you. It's not true. There was no racial intolerance on The Price is Right, highest rated game show in daytime television. You can't believe everything those people say. Oh, I slipped up again.
Bob?
No, wrong. I need to rephrase that. I love Deborah Curling. She was very well spoken.
You created an atmosphere.
What is the O for? Oh. I thought she was well spoken.
You created an atmosphere of terror on the show.
No. That's not true. Anyone who knows Bob knows that I'm a wonderful and delightful person to work with. I don't create an atmosphere of terror, Donnie. I've never done that in my life.
You're not
lies,
racist.
Falsehoods. I love black women. I do. Bob loves black women. I once had an affair with Shirley Hemphill, Donnie.
Oh, no.
It was wonderful.
Bob.
And I can say, I said this to Rod Roddy, and I get a little emotional.
Oh, no.
That's how much it meant to me. I remember sitting on Santa Monica Boulevard, Rod Roddy and I, after a long week of taping shows for The Price is Right.
Was he out trolling for some Korean boys?
He had a date with a young boy that night, a Guatemalan boy of 18. And we were sitting there before Rod's date, having a couple. Rod was having his Crown Royal. I was having my Chivas in a lovely little glass, cocktail glass. And I looked at him, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. I looked at Rod, and I said, Rod, once you do black, you never go back.
So what you're saying,
and
Bob.
And I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
If I'm understanding you, how could you, Bob Barker, possibly be any kind of racist? Because
not a racist bone in my body, Donnie.
You love blacks. More specifically, you love black women.
I love black women. Why, just this morning, I rediscovered myself while watching that woman on The View. The lovely, well-spoken one. Oh, I did it
Sherry?
Again.
Sherry? You mean her name's Sherry?
No, Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Oh.
Whoopi. Whoopi Goldberg. I don't understand why this young woman, Deborah Curling, has taken such a negative attitude towards The Price is Right. All I want to do is go into retirement, pay attention to my causes of spaying and neutering pets,
right,
and not worry about all these terrible details. I love black people. I really do. I have made love to hundreds, if not thousands, of black women, Donnie.
Name them.
I can't because I don't remember. I'm an old man. I'm over the age of 80.
Let me throw out some names. Tell me if you've been with them. Della Reese.
Yes. There you go.
Eartha,
need you say more?
Eartha Kitt.
Never had the pleasure. I came damn close.
Halle Berry.
No.
Diane Carroll.
No. Well, yes. Vic Damone was there. It was a three-way.
Wow.
But why do they say I create an atmosphere of terror? I'll take you through the process, which is how much it meant to me. The process is I would bring the beauties in. They would audition in Bob's office. Yeah. I would say, there is only one hard and fast rule about being a Barker's Beauty on The Price is Right. What you have to do is this. And I wouldn't say a word. I would simply point to my trousers. And whatever way they picked up on that cue, that is exactly how things would go for them as beauties. Mm-hmm. Diane Parkinson got it right away and chose not to leave my dressing room. Guess who's lucky, Donnie?
Oh, Bobby.
Bob De Niro. His multiracial marriage has me jealous. I'm also a big fan of Bill Maher. I truly respect those people. I don't know why. I don't know why Deborah Curling is taking this opportunity to gain publicity for herself. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I love my homies. I love my Samoans. I love my Hispanics. This is unfair. And what it is trying to do, Don, is smear Bob's reputation.
Bob,
and I will not stand for it.
Let's talk about the N-word, Bob.
The N-word?
The N-word.
The only way I would use the N-word would be followed by the word my. And I would grate all of the people on the set of The Price is Right with my knee, my N-word. That's what I would say.
My knee.
My knee.
It was a K-N-E-E.
I once had a two-week Tijuana marriage to Cicely Tyson. Wow. Lots of sex. Wonderful, great sex all the time. I was the inspiration for several poems of Maya Angelou.
Wow.
You don't understand, Donnie. These are false accusations, and Bob Barker won't stand for them. Why can't they let me die? Why can't you let me go away and die?
You banged Maya Angelou?
I have photograph books with a collection of lovely pictures, starting from Lena Horne and working all the way through.
Oh, I got one for you.
Fire away, Donnie.
Have you been with Queen Latifah?
No, I've never had the pleasure. She thought I was too old.
Hmm.
I said, you're as young as you feel, my.
What?
And then I'd use that word, and she got terribly upset.
Sure. What about Beyonce?
Beyonce was a dream of mine. I will tell you, I collected Beyonce albums and videos on that thing they have on the computer. What's it called?
The internet?
The tune?
iTunes?
That's it.
iTunes.
I would say, and now they have videos. I've got all of Beyonce's. I turn the music down and pretend that she's dancing just for me. Why do they say that Bob has a problem with people of color? It's not true, I tell you, and I do not expect, I do not create an atmosphere of terror. I do not. George Washington Carver's widow once said to me, I wish to take your virginity.
What?
And I said, it's already been taken.
That had to be a long time ago.
Bob does not discriminate. Now there are totally involved in Bob's life sexually over the years, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, all different colors, and I do not discriminate. What Bob does is demand sex from his beauties.
Why would this woman then single you out, not for sexual harassment, as other women have, but why would she play the race card?
I have one theory on that. I think the time that I was with Ms. Curling, we were unable to, how shall I say it, climb the mountain in totality, Donnie. She was not able to get my Plinko chip in the $10,000 hole.
Gotcha.
Or perhaps vice versa. I was not able to put my putter in the hole in one game.
We got it.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The price was wrong, bitch. Felicia Rashad took me around the world in 1987.
I'll bet.
It was such a wonderful time. I helped Debbie Allen with all of her choreography on the show Fame. Uh-huh. And she was a very big advocate of spaying and neutering her pets as well. And I would play the game, Let's Spay and Neuter Bob. And it's a game that involved dull scissors running around my kitchenette.
All right, what about the story that I heard? As long as we're just talking about it, like it's out there.
I will tell you.
I told you.
Anytime you want to accuse me of being a racist, you should know that I have a subscription to Big Brown and Bouncy Quarterly. I've had that for 15 years.
What about the things that the late... God rest her soul. Esther Roll used to say.
Oh, she was a lady. First and foremost, a lady, and I enjoyed her company, and our relationship lasted a very long time, and she, until she discovered my secret stash of magazines known as Black Tail.
Let me ask you something. Don Imus, Bob Barker, have you referred to women as bitches and hoes?
I have, but only in a loving way. I remember, and this doesn't even involve a black woman. It involves a white woman who was sued me also. She walked in. It was Diane Parkinson. She's from the Parkinson family. I believe the disease was named after her.
Too bad about that disease.
Diane Parkinson walked into my dressing room shortly before taping of The Price is Right, and I looked up at her from my desk, and I said, "Where's my hog, you little bitch?" And of course, the world fell out from under me.
Right.
I didn't think it as anything but a term of endearment. Ms. Parkinson decided to mount a campaign, and I believe Ms. Curling, due to the fact of a lack of a big O, is mounting the same smear campaign against Bob. There is not a racist bone in my body.
Bob?
I protest. Okay. Bob Barker protests on the highest rated game show in daytime television.
True or false, you are with Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Well, part of them. Not the famous one, not Diana Ross, but both of the Supremes.
Mary Wilson.
Mary Wilson, yes.
What's her name, Flo?
Cindy Birdsong.
And I don't discriminate between men and women either. I am not a gay basher because I, in the late 1960s, not only had Mary Wilson, but I had an affair with Flip.
That's right.
He wore his Geraldine outfit, and I had an affair with Flip.
Wow.
It was wonderful. And, of course, they all wanted to be with Bob. Do you know why?
Why, Bob?
Not because of my sexual prowess, but because I would provide them with wonderful cash and prizes. Who doesn't want to sleep with a man that's got $500 in his suit pocket to hand them at the end?
Nobody.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm going to spell a word.
Yes.
And let's see if you can figure out what word I'm spelling.
Very good. Spell it away.
The first letter is N.
Yes.
The second letter is I.
I see.
The next letter is G.
No, don't go there, Donnie.
The next letter is H.
Night.
Yes.
Night.
Good job.
Wonderful. As in, good night for Bob. Let me retire in peace. Why these frivolous lawsuits are being thrown at me in my later days. I said, why these frivolous lawsuits are being thrown at me in my later days. I don't understand. All I want to do is retire in my California manse, and I want to spend time with my dogs in the backyard.
Sure.
And I would like to have pleasant memories of my tolerant and lovely late wife, Dorothy Jo.
Did you endorse?
I used to cruise chicks backstage at Soul Train.
Bob?
Wow.
Did you and Dorothy Jo used to have slaves?
No, that is uncalled for. Absolutely not. Anyone that's ever been employed by the Barker family was a paid employee. Granted, below minimum wage in some cases, but a paid employee of the Barker estate. Dorothy Jo used to always say, you only run a household the way you have to run a household when you've got the proper amount of help. Mm-hmm. It was not a racist statement.
Good for
you. True or false?
Yes.
Sidney Poitier punched you when you called him boy.
Of course he did. I meant it only in the best possible way because he was younger than I. Unfortunately, he took offense, but it was not. That's where the Bob Barker reputation is completely outrageous. I do not run a terror. a terror cab backstage?
What it says.
What are the allegations? I'll deny them.
The hostile work environment.
No.
Discriminates against black employees.
No.
Bob Barker discriminates against black contestants.
No.
And Bob Barker creates an atmosphere of terror for black people on and around the show.
Absolutely not. If terror means I would sneak up behind some of the Barker's beauties who happen to be women of color and I would tickle. Well, if that is an atmosphere of terror, then I plead guilty. Bob loves black booty.
Okay.
You have to know that.
I know you do, Bob.
I once sat down with Gladys Knight and struck a deal to satisfy two pips of my choosing. It was wonderful. We really did leave on a midnight train to Georgia.
You ever have pie with Aretha?
Oh, yes. That woman could put it away. We would have such a wonderful time. I would tell the staff to turn over the Plinko board, and on the back would be a lovely Thanksgiving table. And we'd put a... we would put a tablecloth out, and we would eat and eat and eat. As a matter of fact, that's when I discovered the deep-fried turkey was the best turkey.
Yeah. Hey, you bang Macy Gray.
Never had a chance. Too young. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to, though. I have another connoisseur. I love her. I also love Sade. I've got all of her albums. It's so much fun for me. I'll tell you, Donnie, if Bob could shave 45 years off his age, I would be ready to wing it out there again on Sunset Boulevard late at night and go, Bob's ready to get down and do the hustle.
But then what would you say to the black people in Summer's Asia? What would you say to the blacks?
I would say I'm so proud of every African-American that's come through the hallways of The Price is Right, be ye contestant or beauty. And I would say, you should remember that in between Rod Roddy and the new white guy, we had a black announcer.
That's right.
Don't you remember?
Gordon.
I rest my case. Lena Horne made me drool.
I'll bet.
And not just my mouth.
Oh, God.
Have I said it any more plainly?
Bob Barker, the racist.
Get down with yourselves.
Oh, hey, Bob, we got a request for you.
Yes, what would you like to hear?
For America, wake up! Today, wake up! For America, for it gets too late, wake up!
It's not done yet, Rob. I mean,
play it to the label.
I mean, Bob. I go, you're Rob. Here you go, Bob.
And please remember to spay and neuter your pets. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Bob Barker saying, I'll see you around the corner, Donnie.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.